Abigail Hernandez has been denied bond again by an immigration judge. Hernandez is a former Rochester City School District student and a young woman with an intellectual disability who has been detained in Batavia and faces possible deportation. WXXI's Noelle Evans has more.
Hernandez's attorney, Michael Marzakowski, says there hasn't been much precedent in the immigration courts for someone in Hernandez's position.
I've been doing this for over 30 years, and this is only the second individual that I've ever handled in all these hundreds of cases that had a significant intellectual disability as opposed to other types of mental health issues. And I think it's also rare for the courts, too, and it might be part of the problem.
Marzakowski says they are appealing the court's decision to deny bond. He says there needs to be more significant protections in court proceedings for people who have intellectual disabilities, like Abigail Hernandez.
You know, unfortunately, she'll be the lead on this one, but we hope that we can educate the courts and the government attorneys in the future when these kind of cases come up again, so there's a little more flexibility and a better understanding of the limits of the person's capacity.
Hernandez is facing deportation after an immigration court's ruling. She was protected under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Act until she was accused of threatening to shoot students at her former school in a Facebook post. That threat was initially deemed a terroristic threat, but it was later reduced to third-degree falsely reporting an incident, which is a misdemeanor. The decision to deport Hernandez is being appealed. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.